In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe.
Second and seven. Irving breaks it back. Wake Will bounces outside. He's got a burst. Bucky Irving down the sideline.
Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company.
Ben takes the shotgun snap. Phil Branson throws down the right sideline. An over-the-shoulder catch by Harrison. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Beavers!
Explore the flavors of Oregon at Grillworks Supply Company in Beaverton or at grillworkspdx.com.
Football is so fun. It's our job. That's crazy. It's so fun.
Now, here are your Football Sunday hosts, Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher, on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080.
You're about to get it right there.
You're about to get this.
No, don't say that. I'm not scared of you.
Welcome in to Football Sunday, the first NFL Football Sunday of the year. Woo! Oh my God. Rashad Taylor across the table, Jordan Schultz across the glass.
Yeah.
I'm Joe Fisher. And are you guys ready for another season of NFL football?
Here we go. Here we go.
I mean, ready. In it, baby.
Oh, my God.
I got my football shirt on. I got my football sweats on right now. What do you mean?
Oh, I'm decked out in Cowboys blue, the navy blue, the somewhat more popping blue on the sweatshirt. This is the old sweatshirt, too. You see the stitching falling apart on this?
Yeah,
this
so you got the Belichick kind of neck around the sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah. I should cut the sleeves off this thing. That would be great. The sleeveless hoodie.
What a brilliant idea, though.
Three-layer Belichick hoodie. I like that.
Yes, yes. Dude, I don't know about you guys, but that Thursday night game to always start the year, when I'm watching that, it's just the production of an NFL game and the look and feel of it is so much different from college. I almost feel like I'm like, am I on acid or shrooms right now? What is happening? Like, this is completely different than what is going on in much, you know, cleaner football than what's going on in college football. I mean, that Thursday night game, again, just seeing Kansas City and the Lions on the NFL football, I'm like, where am I? This is a new universe I haven't been to lately.
No, you know, especially because, you know, college football is all about like the grandeur and, you know, kind of everything and the tradition and the big stadiums, and that's kind of why college football is cool. But the NFL yo, it's, you know, it's the bright lights. It's the big commercials. It's, you know, like all the stars are out for NFL football. So yeah, it's just, everything just looks a little brighter. It looks like it's in 70K or something like that.
Seriously,
yeah. Watching Oppenheimer.
Watching college football, it looks like we're kind of watching, you know, in beta, you know, sometimes. But but yeah, that's just, it's just a very, very different game. And you can see that, like, when NFL football kind of comes to the forefront.
Well, and I can see it, sorry, Jordan, with my son. Like, he knows damn near everybody on that field on Thursday night. And then yesterday, I'm having to remind him of who all the Pac-12 quarterbacks are out there. He's like, Caleb Williams, who's that again?
Like eight big quarterback names now? Because exactly. There could be eight ranked teams in the Pac-12, most likely.
Oh, yeah.
But Pat Mahomes, man, the fact that the Chiefs already lost, and now that we've seen the Netflix series Quarterback, you see on the sidelines after Pat scores, he's now just going up and down the sidelines, telling everybody what happened. So it was fun to kind of be a part of that, knowing what he was saying. So you talk about seeing stuff in 70K right. In the presentation. One thing that I just can't help but notice, though, it's Thursday night, and I hear Carrie Underwood saying, it's on Sunday night!
Because it's the NBC. You can't record two tracks.
But just don't play it then,
Just re-record that part.
Or just don't play it. Just skip it. If you're going to debut a Sunday night football product on a Thursday night, don't play that part of your branding. It's stupid. Or we just stick to like the nights that we're actually already given, like Prime on Thursdays. Sunday goes to NBC and Peacock.
It's weird that Prime couldn't get that first. But then again, I'm sure the NFL is like, we are absolutely not putting our first game of the season on a streaming service that not every American can access. This is going on a basic cable channel to see.
But I'd much rather hear Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit than Mike freaking Tirico. I'm not a Tirico guy.
What I thought was hilarious is during the game, they had a big-ass graphic up there and having Mike Tirico read a promo for Charlotte versus Maryland on NBC. It was either on the Cock or on NBC, I don't know. But when I saw it, like, it was a huge graphic, and I'm like, Charlotte versus Maryland? I was like, is that a USFL game going on? Like, what are they talking about? Charlotte! Maryland college football. I'm like, that's what they're promoting.
I don't know what conference they play in.
I know it's important. Listen, I know it's slim pickings for programming week two of college football, but the fact that they even had Tirico do a read for that game and didn't just like throw it up in the lower third, like, hey, by the way, Saturday, Charlotte versus Maryland.
They pay big money for that ad. And seriously, if Tirico is reading it, if Al Michaels is reading that promo, then yeah, they probably paid a lot of money for it.
No, it was great Thursday night. One of the funniest things on Thursday night, I don't know if you caught it, is not to dive into that game too quickly here to get too sportsy, but one of the big stories was Chiefs right tackle was getting a clear early start on pass protection, like getting that half second like step back to
right.
Start blocking, and then he was very like far back on the offensive line, like looked like he wasn't even on the offensive line. And Chris Collinsworth drops it like, "Yeah, and you got Juwan Taylor playing slot receiver out there."
Yeah, I don't know.
And like even Tarika laughed at him. He's like, "Stop it!"
Yeah, I'm not sure where he was lined up, and I know Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes had to be pissed every single time they looked at where he was lined up. Like, bro, what are you doing?
Oh, they didn't call it though forever.
Exactly.
Until the end, they actually got him, and it was just like, one time.
It should be like six penalties for 30 yards. No, it's one for five. Eh? See, we've got umpires now being run by robots calling balls and strikes in AAA. I think that's coming to Major League Baseball at
some
point.
Do we get the Ed Hockley 4000 out there?
We possibly need it because I am sick of good teams. It does seem like, I mean, guys, come on. It's like good players in the NBA, they get better foul calls than the bad ones. It doesn't seem like the bad teams in the NFL are benefiting from these types of games. It's always the Patriots of the world. It's always Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs.
And that's why the Chiefs won on Thursday.
Lions
won. I have also noticed since Thursday, I know that this show is brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company. Rashad, if you haven't gone out there, by the way, you need to. I know that you have a good oxtail recipe or something like that.
One or two?
I think the guys out there would be able to hook you up and help you out to make it even better.
Oh, even better, you said?
Even better.
Well, we'll have to see about that. So, yeah, I might have to make the trip out.
But I have noticed since Thursday, my pizza intake has just absolutely skyrocketed. Pizza Thursday night, pizza last night. My son, not even football related, had pizza on Friday when he wasn't even with me. Mm-hmm. Yesterday at the zoo, I bought him a little personal pizza. I had a little nibble off that, not knowing that there would be pizza for the Ducks game. I mean, there were vegetables on the pizza last night.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
there you go.
You're getting your cheese. You're getting your grain from the dough.
This is a local zoo, right?
Huh?
Local zoo?
Local zoo, yeah. I went to the Oregon Zoo yesterday.
So they offer beer there. I hope you had a beer around sipping that, looking at the animals.
Oh, yeah. We're all good. I had a hazy going.
Here's a point of information. My first actual job, like I had another job first, but my first actual job was at the Metro Washington Park Zoo.
It was not called
the Oregon Zoo.
That's right.
Wow. Now it was the Oregon Zoo. Worked in food service and, at a time where they had some other food carts up and open when they gave the animal-shaped fries.
Oh, yes.
I remember that.
Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Animal-shaped fries.
I remember those at lunchtime.
Rashad. Absolutely. Say what?
No, you're going back, Rashad. Oh, it's like almost dino nuggets,
awesome,
but it is.
It was an awesome time, you know. Teenagers shouldn't have been working there. Worked a lot of concerts. Saw the Dixie Chicks.
The Dixie Chicks.
Before they were like the Dixie Chicks, before they went all,
Made a joke to my dad yesterday. I was like, I hear Van Halen's playing here tonight. He's like, stop, shit.
Yeah, who's on the casino tour and the zoo tour?
Imagine
the
Van Halen at Oregon Zoo. Just get some huge act out there.
Oh, man, they'd be so packed and everything. And so
just massive 80s names like Pantera if they were still alive on the Oregon State Fair.
The Rhinos are losing their mind.
Only one member of the band needs to be alive for them to actually still be doing like Pantera.
Hold on, before we get going, because now Rashad bringing up his first job. Joe, what was your first job?
Ever? Oh, dude, Safeway.
Safeway?
Yeah.
Getting carts?
Getting carts, cleaning out the bottle machine, which is where I will hold staunchly to the opinion that I will never have my son work in a grocery store because of having to empty the bottle machines.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Won't go into too much detail, but, you know, you tobacco chewers out there definitely like to spit in plastic bottles and cans. So,
that's awful.
You know, where does that end up?
I actually applied at Safeway and did not get accepted.
It's because you weren't safe enough. All right.
That's probably a good thing. I
looked at their resume and they're like, how safe is this guy? Can he be a part of the Safeway team?
Well, I ended up working at a local party store, so I learned what pastel-colored streamers were instead at the age of 15.
Dude, okay. And look
there
at...
There you go. That's valuable.
Look at you now.
Yeah, I guess.
Look at you now rocking that Mariners hat. That's a close to somewhat Easter-ish pastel color.
No, this is teal. You're a jerk. No, there's a difference between seafoam green and teal, okay?
Teal is somewhat pastel.
Only somebody that worked at a party store would know that. There you go. See, it's paying off already.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Speaking of party, are you guys ready to party?
Man, let's go.
I want to party.
Let's crack 'em, baby.
We've got college football to talk about, clearly. A game yesterday, which was never in doubt. I mean, let's be real. We knew the ending of how that Oregon game was going to end up. No nerves, no anxiety at all, so we'll get to that.
Speak for yourself, you jerk.
What? Beavs, we'll get to them briefly. It was a patsy. We'll look at the rest of the Pac-12, how they performed. I was thinking, Rashad, not this week, because if you don't know your fantasy starting lineup by now, then you're in some trouble.
You've had weeks that, listen, week one is the one week you should not have any questions about who's starting where. Unless you had Travis Kelce, there's no way you should be asking who's starting where.
So I'm thinking next week we start the fantasy scramble.
I love it.
At 9:45. Cool. So we will finish up our, do some college football in this first hour. And as 10 o'clock kicks off, I say we just go hard in the NFL. I didn't even talk about the NFC. Oh, yeah, real hard. I didn't
like
even talk
of NFL background music. Let's go.
Yeah, just the entire time in the commercial break also. NFC West, we didn't get to that last week because it was the first college football weekend and the 2 hours flew by. And then when I was in my car on the way home, I realized, didn't talk about the NFC West at all. I know you guys gave your predictions, but I would still love to talk about those teams because we got the Seahawks, we got the 49ers. Everybody thinks the Rams are going to be terrible.
They are.
Cardinals are going to be terrible. And then we got the AFC West teams, too.
Absolutely. And two of those teams play at 10 o'clock.
Yes.
So, you know, we'll be able to.
We got to. Speaking of going hard, we got to go hard today because we're off next week.
Suck for Williams might not work, by the way. That came up later in this week.
Yeah. Me and boss man Jeff were trying to come up with something that rhymed with Caleb. For and there's nothing that rhymes with Caleb,
hey love.
Unfortunately.
Hey love.
I'm a rapper,
no love for Caleb.
Yeah.
See, that's as close as you're getting.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to get there. No worries.
All right, let's break. Let's get the hell out of here. A Football Sunday brought to you by Grillworks Supply Co. Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz, Joe Fisher. We start with the Oregon Ducks, and they are very, very close to victory last night. Do that next. Football Sunday right here, 1080 The Fan.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe. Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
The Oregon Ducks took a little trip down to West Texas, down to Lubbock last night. And for the city of Lubbock and the Texas Tech University and alum, it was apparently one of the biggest games down there in years for them. They were hyped up about this game. And I think that after last week, what happened with Texas Tech in Wyoming, losing their first game of the year, took a little bit of shine off this, and I think that I hope that the Oregon Ducks team did not come in there with a little complacency, thinking that this was going to be a rollover victory and that things would just kind of fall into place, because that's sure as hell not what happened. Dear God, Texas Tech is basically in control of this game seemingly for the entire time, and then the end happens. Like, a la Washington State last year, man. That is the vibes I got from this game so much. Just Oregon playing one of their worst games. A billion penalties. False starts. I mean, it was just everything, dropped passes, turnovers, fourth downs not converting. It was just absolutely driving you mad what was happening. And then they pulled it out. They somehow, some way, figured out how to get the ball down the field, score. And really, I mean, the turnovers were probably the big difference in this one. If Tyler Shuck doesn't throw three interceptions and have two fumbles, losing one of those, then this is a much different game. But Rashad, the Ducks get away from an early season scare with a 38-30 victory over Texas Tech. Dear God, I don't smoke cigarettes, but again, I need a cigarette after that one.
No, it was a tough game to watch for all those reasons that you mentioned, like just the kind of senseless penalties and things like that. It's like you want to see teams kind of clean it up. And this is, you know, as you're joking a little earlier, like the difference between college and the NFL. Well, that's it. You know, a lot of those.
Well, not until my Cowboys play later, and then I'll see another 13 penalties.
Well, hopefully they can clean it up as well. But I think that was the big thing. You got to give I'm going to give Oregon a little grace. You know, even though Texas Tech did lose that game last week against Wyoming, they showed for a lot of this game they're still a good football team.
Hell
and
yeah.
They just kind of, you know, fell apart when it mattered most. And, you know, to start this game, they had control. And then the Ducks took control again. It's like, okay, they got it. And then second quarter up until towards the end of the game, you're like, this is a toss-up. Who knows what's going to happen? That was an environment that, number one, if you're anywhere in Texas, that environment's going to be bad. It's going to be a lot happening for your players out there, and from guys from the West Coast, and in a lot of cases from Oregon. Like, you may not be used to a crowd like that. USC might be the only crowd that you see all season that mimics something like a Texas crowd. Outside of that, you're not going to see a whole bunch of those, not until next year and they move to the Big Ten. But I thought Oregon responded well. Like, I mean, it's real easy to get down, especially early in the game, beginning of the second quarter. It looked like, okay, well, Texas Tech might be taking this.
There was a point I got worried that, I believe when Texas Tech went up by 9, that the wheels were going to start falling off for the Ducks, and it was going to...
27-18.
It's quicksand. It becomes quicksand. Like, everything you start doing, you know, goes wrong, and then you sink harder and it's further, and you start making more and more mistakes trying to get yourself out of it. But they were able to respond well. And, you know, a couple field goals in between there and a touchdown. It's like, what do you know? You're back in the game.
Well, thankfully, the Ducks ended up escaping with a win 38-30. And yes, there is, you know, a lot of positives to write home about. Great performances by the wide receivers. Bo Nix, 400-plus all-purpose yards, you know. So there's positives to lean on for sure. But gosh darn, you guys, that was not a good win. The final score did not actually accurately kind of really portray the outcome. That was a final pick six in the last few seconds. So anybody that didn't watch the game sees 38-30. Okay, you know, the Ducks got by. No, they squeaked by. They were down, like you guys said, Joe, by 9. I think it was in the third quarter.
Going into the fourth, and then they got that. They got the touchdown to get it closer. But yeah, I mean, going into the fourth, they were down 9 points.
Yeah, so their defense essentially struggling up to that point. Up the middle, Tyler Shuck able to, I love the way that Ryan Buckley put it on the Pacific Office Automation postgame scoreboard show last night, just looking like Terrell Pryor at times at Ohio State. I mean, Shuck looked like he was the god of running quarterbacks in college football last night, and between the tackles, Oregon could not defend. Now, thankfully, their secondary did step up, pressured Shuck into throwing an interception. They did. Brandon Dorlus forced a fumble. He was big on a couple of plays, but man, that interior defensive line. So yeah, there's lots of positives to write home about, but I'm worried about up the middle for the Ducks, because I said this last night on the postgame show. If they play like that up the middle, they ain't gonna beat Washington. They ain't gonna beat Utah. They ain't gonna beat Oregon State, you guys.
So, yeah, but
a little concerned.
No, I mean, that was last night. I was talking before the even game started with the group I was watching it about. Obviously, we all know how great the Pac-12 is, and it's like something's got to give at some point. I was like, one of these teams got to beat one Pac-12 team. Someone's going to lose 3-4 conference. Little did I know that the Ducks were that close to losing a game before they even got to conference play.
Yeah, yeah.
And to look at some of the players and some of their performances, I do want to highlight Bo Nix, obviously, because he's the quarterback and had a great stat line, 32-44, 359 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. Listen, man, I think it has to be said out loud. Dude under pressure and gets a little bit of players in his face where he then has to get outside of the pocket. We saw multiple examples last night of him, like, running backwards, scrambling backwards, throwing that ball up that almost got picked off in the back of the end. A la freshman sophomore Bo Nix at Auburn is what we were seeing at some points last night. And quite frankly, the end of last year in some games, we saw it too. So that is the one thing that concerns me. But also, towards the end of the game, he somewhat righted the ship. I mean, they went bam, 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 right there down the field to score the touchdown to go down two. That was like a 15-play-yard drive. It looked like the hardest working 15-play-yard drive I've ever seen. But that was the response. They're up nine. You need to do something. And there was multiple, I think, third downs on that possession where they had to convert. And so he did right the ship there a little bit. But something to just keep an eye on, because I feel like he can get a little happy feet. Things fall apart. He could have just dumped it off for the quick touchdown, and then instead pumps, runs back a little bit. Now he's got a guy in his face, and then he has to throw it away.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I'm not as concerned with that from Bo Nix, if I'm being real. And as you mentioned, it reminds you of his time at Auburn. I remember a guy at Auburn as a freshman who played the Ducks and was down in the game and ended up leading
back
a couple game-winning drives. Or a couple drives
Schmam Newton.
And shoved it right in Oregon's face. Like, I remember that guy. And sometimes, you know, Mariota would have the same issues, you know, sometimes. Like, man, just not know where to go with ball and, you know, try to have to get rid of it and stuff like that. Like, when you're a creative player, sometimes that creativity backfires, and sometimes you're, you know, those holes that are usually open, those windows you typically see, man, close a little bit quicker, and that's the result, you know, in a lot of times. But does it concern me for Bo Nix? Nah. I honestly think at this point, we're talking probably, you know, overall, like, quarterbacks, like, Bo Nix is probably the best quarterback in college. He's there. You can honestly make the case.
Easy that, top five.
No, seriously, you can honestly make the case. And if you're saying anybody's top five, you can make that argument that this is why they should be number one. Like, and I think that's the one of those things. And he's one of those guys right now. He, Caleb Williams, really any quarterback from the Pac-12, you know, you can kind of insert them into there. And then you throw in the guys, you know, nationally, Bo Nix is right there. And so, no, that part doesn't concern me. What concerns me more is the defensive line, you know, that front four, front seven.
And the secondary. I mean, really, the whole defense.
Yeah, are they going to be able, because Texas Tech is, if we're forecasting for what the future looks like, this is what, you know, offensive lines look like in the Big Ten in a lot of cases, mm-hmm. You know, so you're going to have to deal with that size and everything. And now that you're going to be able to recruit, you know, from there, hopefully that helps. But I don't know if these are problems that are going to be fixed over the next 10 weeks.
Bo Nix essentially took what he was given yesterday. And tale as old as time, gents, the lack of Oregon's ability to set up the passing game with their power running game. I mean, that is Oregon's identity.
Yeah, I mean, give it to Texas Tech for being able to shut that down after they literally weren't able to a week ago against Wyoming.
Three different guys. And finally, in the second half, Bo Nix is able to break out for some runs. Now, I do think that his, you know, lack of wanting to run seems to me, it's more kind of under Will Stein now. Now, like, he wants Bo to look at that second option. He wants him to look at that second read before he's just running it himself, because there really were times last night where he went to his second read where he was trying to, you know, maybe look over the top, but all right, he sees the defense there from Texas Tech, so he's just going to dump it off to the tight end or Terrence Ferguson. Let him get the extra 15 yards. And, you know, there is the choice, like, what do I do? Do I want to gain this 10 myself, or do I just dump it off to the guy that's built for that, save my season, and, you know, keep trying to win the Heisman? So I kind of understand why Bo necessarily wasn't so ready to run, and he was maybe trying to take what the defense gave him and then eventually just took what they gave him with some wide open lanes in the second half. But man, that running game, you guys, that is a huge part of Oregon's identity, and I know that this is under a new offensive coordinator. They're still trying to get the kinks worked out, but that is, as much as the defensive line and the nose tackles are scaring me and the lack of Casey Rogers tackles and that kind of thing, I need to see the running game step up. You got to have a 100-yard game from somebody, from Bucky, from Whittington, from somebody in that room.
Well, and again, that's where I say kudos to Texas Tech, because they clearly knew that was Oregon's strength. That's where the offense starts, is if they're able to run the ball on you, mm-hmm. it opens up everything, and they shut it down. I mean, like, that's, and Oregon, they did not do that on the defense side of the ball. They gave up 174 rushing yards. They gave up over 460 yards of offense. This was not a great game for the defense, and thank God they were able to force some turnovers. Brandon Dorlis, huge on that fumble, or essentially interception that shucked through. I mean,
he recovered the fumble and then caused the interception.
Correct. So, I mean, he was huge, and just being able to turn the ball over was a huge difference. Also, one of the dumber decisions I've ever seen from Texas Tech to go for it on fourth down when you're in your own territory at, what was it, the 20-something, the 30-something they were at? Like, I was absolutely floored when they lined up for that. And I'm like, no, just going to try and get them to jump off sides. There's no way that they go for this. And they hiked it. They tried to do a little quarterback draw with Shuck. It was at their own 33-yard line. You are up 27-25. You're on your own 33-yard line. Flip the field!
It's like they almost weren't ready for that play. Shuck, he was...
It looked very weird.
He was ready to play the entire game, but that one play, it's like he almost wasn't ready for the snap.
It looked a little janky. It kind of looked like our quarterback sneak that we had in the first half there. So
far, Tyler Shuck's, you know, Texas Tech run hasn't been awesome. You know, two losses in your first two games. Four interceptions total.
Well, he did play a little last year, and it was going decent. But, this start to this year, not ideal.
Hopefully, you know, because I'm pulling for him because he was a Duck. Because he, you know, went to Oregon first. And honestly, in sometime in that quarterback room, you're not going to get your spot. It's just we've seen.
Well, when there's guys like Anthony Brown, what are you going to do?
Well, you got to start Anthony Brown, right? You know, he's somebody that has to get the start, you know, and not to crap on Anthony Brown, but he was definitely the worst of any of the Duck quarterbacks. Well,
worse in a while. Worse in a while.
In a long time. There you go.
God, I have to have a full season with Anthony Brown and seeing last night, I think I'd rather try my chances at a full season of Shuck than Anthony Brown.
Yeah, now with
in retrospect, hindsight's
2020. What is he, like a junior or senior? And with the weapons Oregon has now with Troy Franklin, I'm sure, you know, a developed top wide receiver, Shuck would do a lot better.
That Anthony Brown year was rough. That was rough.
Hey, they got to a bowl game, Joe.
We had Duck fans going at each other's throats on that one. But Ducks fans, breathe easy for one more week. You get the win against Texas Tech. Yeah, you could tell that was kind of like Texas Tech's Super Bowl, like their home game of the year where they really wanted to get that win. I mean, Oregon is it's a national brand. So when they got to go to these other places, they do really want to beat Oregon. They really want to get the victory. And they came damn close. But again, Oregon pulls it out 38-30. 2-0 on the season, and they will come back home, coming home to face Hawaii tomorrow.
Thank God for stadium air conditioning. I did not know that Texas Tech had stadium AC. That helped the Ducks major yesterday.
Yeah, most definitely. All right, let's get to the Oregon State Beavers and the rest of the Pac-12 yesterday, because there's some great highlights from the conference, and we were so close to having a perfect 2 weeks in the Pac-12. This close. And some teams late couldn't pull it out, but we'll get to the rest of the conference next here on Football Sunday, brought to you by Grillworks Supply Co. But first, Jordan Schultz with a SportsCenter update.
Your Sunday home for college football recaps in the NFL. This is Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Jumped on Twitter, or X, whatever the hell you want to call it.
You perverts.
And just saw a tweet from @DirtAndSprague. What's on the menu today, boys? One of them's doing some bacon burgers, it looks like, on the Blackstone. Already burgers?
Definitely dirt.
I've got to go home and cook some meat. That's biscuits and gravy.
Dirt.
That's biscuits and gravy right there.
Yes, it is.
That almost looks like a... like I'd make a meal, S on a shingle. You ever heard of it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice prison meal.
Yeah, for sure, dude. I did. I had some leftovers of that the other day. Put it on a little English muffin with some secret aardvark sauce, and just had a little, like a little snack. It was delightful.
Is that the sound you made?
Just like that. Yep.
I did get a growler of my favorite beer from a local establishment the other day, so I'm excited to pair that up with, now I'm thinking burgers after that tweet, or that X. Or
Delicioso.
No, I did last week, so I bought this pork belly a while ago, and I was like, man, I don't know what to do with it. I don't know if I want to make, like, chicharrones or if I wanted to do something else with it, and I was like, man, I'll just, you know, put this joint on the smoker and see what happens. So good. And then I had some leftover. It's like, man, I just wanted to...
That you brought in?
Yeah, I was going to say, you brought in for Sammy's?
Unfortunately, didn't bring on them. Unfortunately, it's gone. But however, and sandwiches the next day.
Yes, not please. Sandwiches, sandwiches.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, yes, please.
Okay.
I mean, we can just keep talking food.
Quite honestly, I mean,
what's your official game day go to? Today is, I mean,
we could talk.
We're being real.
We could talk UC Davis, but you know.
But why? I mean,
kicked butt. Damian Martinez, 100 yards. Deshaun Fenwick, 70. Aiden Childs did great. All right, Beavers game breakdown.
I'm really concerned with DJ's numbers. Only 107 yards.
He didn't have to do anything.
But you know what? And here's, in all seriousness.
Doesn't help his Heisman odds.
In all seriousness, talking about, and we'll get back to food for the day, but just talking about the Beavs, like, they're the one team of all the ranked teams within the Pac-12. They're the one that doesn't need a star quarterback to win. If you look at if Caleb Williams and
run it 19 times on the Ducks and get a win still, then yeah, I guess not.
We're knocking on wood here, but let's say something happens with Caleb Williams, you know, some type of ineligibility, anything like that. I'm just saying
sort of USC. Indiscretion.
It's USC, so we don't know. So we're just knocking on wood here because I don't want to see anything happen to any one of these young men. But let's just say it does. Oregon State's the one team that will be just fine if they didn't have a quarterback. They didn't have one last year.
No, they managed, what, 7 wins with Cole Branson at the end of the year?
Second half
of the season?
Yeah, they didn't have one last year.
I mean, hell, you saw Utah struggle with Baylor without their quarterback yesterday. They were having to play their backup quarterbacks.
Oh, no, they got to their fourth string. I think Nate Johnson is his name or something like that. He is better.
The speedster?
Yeah, he is better than their third string or their backup. So, yeah, just start him next week. I think he won the job in the fourth quarter last night.
Yeah, I think that's their top 100 recruit. But, I agree with you in that sense, where it's like you look at the Ducks, if they go from Bo to Ty, yeesh. Ty looked great against Portland State.
against Portland State.
The touchdown to you, I had two wide open against Gary Portland Bryant.
State. Hey, gosh, I'm trying to give him credit. USC, if Caleb goes down, I mean, I don't even know who's backing up Penix up there in Washington, but. I mean, like, you've seen it with Oregon State. It's like they'll just run the ball down your throat. I mean, they got the best offensive line in the conference, you could say. One of the best in the nation. So, yeah, I hear you. And it's like when you have Gulbranson, who at least knows the offense and can run it, and then Childs, who might actually be able to be that and then more if DJ were to go down. I mean, yeah, this Oregon State, listen, I am nervous as hell when we get to the end of the year with the Civil War game that might used to be called the Civil War.
Not just call it the Civil War.
Because it is just what happened last year was against a good Oregon State team. They're better this year.
Right.
So I'm loving seeing what's happening out of Corvallis right now. But as they keep doing this, I will not love it more and more. They need to calm down, all right?
And the one thing great teams do that end up competing for championships is they run the ball well, they play great defense.
Mm-hmm.
If you can do those two things, especially as we get into November and it gets colder, and here in the Northwest it gets wetter and stuff like that, like if you can do those two things, which
very
is defend
moist.
And run the ball, you're going to win some games. And I think right now, Oregon State is built to win in the long haul.
Well, and I also think what benefits them is that this conference being so good, like every other year, a number 16 ranked Oregon State team would be like, oh, wow, Oregon State. But there's literally like 5-6 other Pac-12 teams above them. So they kind of just get to go about business, man. Like this is almost a similar season for them every other year, where they're the middle Pac-12 team at best. Like, that is where they are essentially right now. You got USC, Utah, Washington, Oregon, Colorado possibly all going to be ranked above them. I know Colorado's 22 as of now, but hell, you know AP what they'd like to do and just jump teams like that with all that hype. So, I mean, if you're Oregon State, it's like, yeah, please talk about USC. Please talk about Washington. Like,
you're playing ignore with us. Money at this point.
Ignore us so we can just go about our business every Saturday. And then before you know it, we get to November. Holy crap, Oregon State is 8-1, 9-1, whatever the record is.
The expectation for Oregon State was about 8 games. Like, if they can win 8 games, and that's good. That's great. Because guess what? Oregon's expectation is undefeated. USC's expectation is undefeated. Washington's expectation is at least one game potentially undefeated. That's the expectation. Oregon State is like, they just want us to win 7 games. Cool. Like, yeah, let's go out there and shock everybody.
Or Oregon State's kind of gotten to this new point in the conference, thankfully. They've always been that underdog, and they've always been, you know, they've gotten that talent maybe that people on other teams of bigger programs have questioned, like the Rodgers brothers, just Derek Anderson, so many good names through that program. Now they've got a quarterback to pair with it. And you talk about like an underdog, DJ Uiagalelei, he is an underdog. And if you watch what Cade Klubnik did for Clemson last week, I know they beat up on like some Appalachian State or Charleston. I can't remember who the hell they played, but they won like 66 to whatever. And, you know, he threw for 300 yards, 4 touchdowns. But last week, man, Clemson struggled when they lost and went down to number 25. And then after the last couple of games that he took over playing for Uiagalelei in Clemson last year, it makes me think that the Beavers got more of a diamond in the rough than people think, because it seems so many people were ready to hand the keys to Klubnik at Clemson and Dabo Swinney's new guy, when maybe the actual issue there was just Dabo and the offense is having some issues, and if they would have worked them out with their most talented quarterback in DJU, would have been fine there. But now he's with the Beavers in a much more pro-style offense, and damn, he looks comfortable.
Yeah, I think that was probably in Clemson. Listen, a team that has won national championships recently and probably got impatient, and the pressure got to DJ and the school. And again, now I can just go out and ball and do what I love and play football and not have to worry about all this hype. And I mean, like, hell, man, he could still end up in a position where he was intended to be years ago coming out of high school, but just at Oregon State and having a great year. Like, I think this is perfect for him, perfect for the Beavs. Just relax when we get to the end of November, please, when that Civil War game happens. Because also, breaking news, as of yesterday, is confirmed that that Civil War game, Joe Fisher will be in attendance for his first Civil War game ever. And that's quite possibly dope. The last Civil War game ever.
That's awesome.
I doubt
man.
It. I bet you, give it 10 years, Oregon
a
State,
little happen again.
They'll work it out. But for this to be my first Civil War game to ever go to, when the stakes are this high, and this is where I just pray that everything goes according to plan through the rest of the year. We get a 9-win Oregon State, a 10-win Oregon, 11, whatever the case is. Make this the best possible Civil War for me.
We've seen it before.
Breaking news, Joe punches a Beaver fan live at Autzen Stadium.
A drunken Ducks fan. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'd love to see that mugshot.
I was going to say, yeah. Just me throwing up the O.
With a black eye.
That'd be great. You know what I mean?
Oh, God. All right, let's go and look at the rest of the Pac-12 and see what the rest of the conference. I said earlier, we were so close, Rashad, to having the Pac-12 be completely
undefeated.
Perfect through the
that
first 2 weeks. And it would have been a hell
stupid
of
Arizona
an impressive
team.
Start.
I get back to food, too.
Oh, yeah, I know, dude. I'm trying to stay away from it for another hour 15, quite honestly. On the Vancouver 4 text line, I pressed 20 gallons of fruit juice yesterday. Gonna make hard cider.
Ooh,
come
so,
on with
so
that.
Fruit juice cider. That
sounds
yummy.
Fun.
That's insane. And apparently the Blackstone is Brandon Sprague. That is the Brandon Sprague grill of choice.
The Blackstone. Dude, that
the
sounds
Blackstone
high
amazing.
Very Sprague.
The flat top.
Man, that's
great.
Amazing.
Great for smash burgers. All right. We will look at the rest of the Pac-12 and college football next. This is Football Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe, brought to you by Grillwork Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Man, I wanted to go in on the verse right there. When he got the yams.
What's the yams?
It's Power That Be.
Oh, man. Squares don't know about the song, though.
Rust chimes in. He has a Blackstone as well. It's phenomenal. It's the move.
It really is, man. Like, so I think the Blackstone has changed the tailgate.
Well, let's be real. Every time I go into Grill Works, they love to remind me, oh, I know you just got a grill, but you need two more. You need the charcoal. You need the smoker. You need the propane. And then, yeah, maybe a pizza oven and maybe a flat top. And it's like, yeah, guys, listen, you're getting my money eventually.
I got
okay?
you. I got you.
All right. The flat top, it just has to be part of the repertoire.
You know what I still want, and we've talked about this, I want the La Caja?
Yeah, the China box you were talking about.
I need the China box. I have to have that. I keep saying I'm going to get one.
For the whole hog.
For the whole hog. I can, you know, you can cook like 12 chickens at one time or, you know, stuff like that. So I'm determined to do a pig at some point.
I think I'm down on every option of those grills besides the charcoal, because I've already got a smoker. Ooh. I've already got the propane.
Love charcoal.
Wow. That's
hot. Charcoal's the one.
That's a hot take right there.
So you're asking me, so, okay. You
literally
need to,
and figuratively.
Well, I mean, I only have so much space on my small deck anyways, so there's
pause,
you know, that. Yeah, and if I, oh gosh darn it. You know what? I said deck. Darn it.
Sorry.
It's okay.
The softball got lobbed up to me. I shouldn't have swung, but I did.
That out of the park.
Well, it's like, yeah, it's like Ace Ventura when the flight attendant's like, would peanuts? You like some peanuts? So, yes,
I have right here.
Right here. It's like, you. Oh, my God. God, Jim Carrey, you're so funny for a 20-mil movie.
Yeah.
No, but the blacktop is something that I need. I would go, because you can get a good one for a couple $100, right?
And $300. So.
It changes the face of breakfast now. Like, I mean, and if you've had a griddle.
About the smash
if you had a griddle, like, you know how like important that, you know, item was in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. You know, you can make everything in breakfast. Everything that would normally take you 20 minutes takes you less than 10, you know, griddle, you know. So
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Your Sunday home for college football recaps and the NFL. This is Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Jumped on Twitter or X, whatever the hell you want to call it.
You perverts.
And just saw a tweet from @DirtAndSprague. what's on the menu today, boys. One of them's doing some bacon burgers, it looks like, on the Blackstone. Already burgers?
Definitely dirt.
And yes, then... Please.
I've got to go home and cook some meat.
That's biscuits and gravy.
Dirt.
That's biscuits and gravy right there.
Yes, it is.
That almost looks like a... like I'd make a meal, S on a shingle. You ever heard of it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice prison meal.
Some, yeah, for sure, dude. I did. I had some leftovers of that the other day. Put it on a little English muffin with some secret aardvark sauce, and just had a little, like a little snack. It was delightful.
Is that the sound you made?
Wow, just like that. Yep.
I did get a growler, my favorite beer, from a local establishment the other day. So I'm excited to pair that up with. Now I'm thinking burgers after that tweet, or that X, or
Delicioso.
No, I did last week. So I was just I bought this pork belly a while ago, and I was like, man, I don't know what to do with it. I don't know if I want to make like chicharrones or if I wanted to do something else with it. And I was like, man, I'll just put this joint on the smoker and see what happens. So good. And then I had some leftover. It's like, man, I just wanted to...
That you brought in?
Yeah, I was going to say, you brought in for Sammy's?
Unfortunately, didn't bring on them. Unfortunately, it's gone. But however, sandwiches the next day? Yes,
not
please.
Sandwiches. Sandwiches.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. Yes, please.
Okay.
I mean, we can just keep talking food.
Quite honestly, I mean...
What's your official game day go-to? Today is, we could a good talk, day to talk. We're being real.
We could talk UC Davis, but, you know.
But why? I mean...
kicked butt. Damian Martinez, 100 yards. Deshaun Fenwick, 70. Aiden Childs did great. All right, Beavers game breakdown.
I'm really concerned with DJ's numbers. Only 107 yards.
They didn't have
but
to
you
do
know what?
Anything.
And all seriousness.
Doesn't help his Heisman odds.
In all seriousness, talking about, and we'll get back to food for the day, but just talking about the Beavs, like, they're the one team of all the ranked teams within the Pac-12. They're the one that doesn't need a star quarterback to win. If you look at if right now, if Caleb Williams and
run it 19 times on the Ducks and get a win still, then yeah, I guess not.
we're knocking on wood here, but let's say something happens with Caleb Williams, some type of ineligibility, anything like that. I'm just saying
sort
it's
of
USC.
Indiscretion.
It's USC, so we don't know. So we're just knocking on wood here because I don't want to see anything happen to any one of these young men. But let's just say it does. Oregon State's the one team that will be just fine if they didn't have a quarterback. They didn't have one last year.
No, they managed, what, 7 wins with Cole Branson at the end of the year?
Second
half of the season?
Yeah, they didn't have one last year.
I mean, hell, you saw Utah struggle with Baylor without their quarterback yesterday. They were having to play their backup quarterbacks.
Oh, no, they got to their fourth string. I think Nate Johnson is his name or something like that. He is better.
The speedster?
Yeah, he is better than their third string or their backup. So, yeah, just start him next week. I think he won the job in the fourth quarter last night.
Yeah, I think that's their top 100 recruit. But, I agree with you in that sense where it's like you look at the Ducks, if they go from Bo to Ty, yeesh. Ty looked great against Portland State.
I had two touchdowns against Portland State.
Hey, gosh, I'm trying to give him credit. USC, if Caleb goes down. I mean, I don't even know who's backing up Penix up there in Washington. But... like you've seen it with Oregon State. It's like they'll just run the ball down your throat. I mean, they got the best offensive line in the conference, you could say. One of the best in the nation. So, yeah, I hear you. And it's like when you have Gulbranson, who at least knows the offense and can run it, and then Childs, who might actually be able to be that and then more if DJ were to go down. I mean, yeah, this Oregon State, listen. I am nervous as hell when we get to the end of the year with the Civil War game that used to be called the Civil War.
Not just call it the Civil War.
Because it is just what happened last year was against a good Oregon State team. They're better this year.
Right.
So I'm loving seeing what's happening out of Corvallis right now. But as they keep doing this, I will not love it more and more. They need to calm down, all right?
And the the one thing great teams do that end up competing for championships is they run the ball well, they play great defense.
Mm-hmm.
If you can do those two things, especially as we get into November and it gets colder, and here in the Northwest it gets wetter and stuff like that, like if you can do those two things, which
very
is defend
moist.
And run the ball, you're going to win some games. And I think right now, Oregon State is built to win in the long haul.
Well, and I also think what benefits them is that this conference being so good, like every other year, a number 16 ranked Oregon State team would
that's
be
so
like
fun to say.
Would be like, oh wow, Oregon State, but there's literally like 5-6 other Pac-12 teams above them. So they kind of just get to go about business, man. Like they just this is almost a similar season for them every other year where they're the middle Pac-12 team at best. Like that is where they are essentially right now. You got USC, Utah, Washington, Oregon, Colorado possibly all going to be ranked above them. I know Colorado's 22 as of now, but hell, you know AP what they'd like to do and just jump teams like that with all that hype. So I mean, if you're Oregon State, it's like, yeah, please talk about USC. Please talk about Washington. Like,
yeah.
Ignore us
money at this point.
Ignore us so we can just go about our business every Saturday. And then before you know it, we get to November. Holy crap, Oregon State is 8-1, 9-1, whatever the record is.
The expectation for Oregon State was about 8 games. Like, if they can win 8 games, and that's good. That's great. Because guess what? Oregon's expectation is undefeated. USC's expectation is undefeated. Washington's expectation is at least one game potentially undefeated. That's the expectation. Oregon State is like, they just want us to win 7 games. Cool. Like, yeah. Let's go out there and shock everybody.
Or Oregon State's kind of gotten to this new point in the conference, thankfully. They've always been that underdog, and they've always been, you know, they've gotten that talent maybe that people on other teams of bigger programs have questioned, like the Rodgers brothers, just Derek Anderson, so many good names through that program. Now they've got a quarterback to pair with it. And you talk about like an underdog. DJ Uiagalelei, he is an underdog. And if you watch what Cade Klubnik did for Clemson last week, I know they beat up on like some Appalachian State or Charleston. I can't remember who the hell they played, but they won like 66 to whatever. And, you know, he threw for 300 yards, 4 touchdowns. But last week, man, Clemson struggled when they lost and went down to number 25. And then after the last couple of games that he took over playing for Uiagalelei in Clemson last year, it makes me think that the Beavers got more of a diamond in the rough than people think, because it seems so many people were ready to hand the keys to Klubnik at Clemson and Dabo Swinney's new guy, when maybe the actual issue there was just Dabo and the offense is having some issues, and if they would have worked them out with their most talented quarterback in DJU, would have been fine there. But now he's with the Beavers in a much more pro-style offense, and damn, he looks comfortable.
Yeah, I think that was probably in Clemson. Listen, a team that has won national championships recently and probably got impatient, and the pressure got to DJ and the school. And again, now I can just go out and ball and do what I love and play football and not have to worry about all this hype. And I mean, like, hell, man, he could still end up in a position where he was intended to be years ago coming out of high school, but just at Oregon State and having a great year. Like, I think this is perfect for him, perfect for the Beavs. Just relax when we get to the end of November, please, when that Civil War game happens. Because also, breaking news, as of yesterday, is confirmed that that Civil War game, Joe Fisher will be in attendance for his first Civil War game ever. And quite possibly the last Civil War game ever.
That's awesome.
I doubt
it.
I bet you, give it 10 years, Oregon
State.
It'll
happen again.
They'll work it out. But for this to be my first Civil War game to ever go to, when the stakes are this high, and this is where I just pray that everything goes according to plan through the rest of the year. We get a 9-win Oregon State, a 10-win Oregon, 11, whatever the case is, make this the best possible Civil War for me.
We've seen it before.
Breaking news, Joe punches a Beaver fan live at Autzen Stadium.
A drunken Ducks fan. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'd love to see that mugshot.
I was going to say, yeah. Just me throwing up the O.
With a black eye.
That'd be great. You know what I mean?
Oh, God. All right, let's go and look at the rest of the Pac-12 and see what the rest of the conference. I said earlier, we were so close, Rashad, to having the Pac-12 be completely
undefeated.
Perfect through the
that
first 2 weeks. And it would have been a hell
stupid
of an
Arizona
impressive
team.
Start.
I get back to food, too.
Oh, yeah, I know, dude. I'm trying to stay away from it for another hour 15, quite honestly. On the Vancouver 4 text line, I pressed 20 gallons of fruit juice yesterday. Gonna make hard cider.
Ooh,
come on with that.
So fruit juice cider. That
sounds
fun.
That's insane. And apparently the Blackstone is Brandon Sprague. That is the Brandon Sprague grill of choice.
The Blackstone. That sounds
amazing.
Very Sprague.
The flat top.
Man, that's amazing.
Great for smash burgers. All right, we will look at the rest of the Pac-12 and college football next. This is Football Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
Football. Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe. Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Man, I wanted to go in on the verse right there. When you got the yams.
What's the yams?
It's Power That Be.
Oh, man. Squares don't know about the song, though.
Rust chimes in. He has a Blackstone as well. It's phenomenal. It's the move.
It really is, man. Like, so I think the Blackstone has changed the tailgate.
Well, let's be real. Every time I go into Grill Works, they love to remind me, oh, I know you just got a grill, but you need two more. You need the charcoal. You need the smoker. You need the propane. And then, yeah, maybe a pizza oven and maybe a flat top. And it's like, yeah, guys, listen, you're getting my money eventually.
I got you.
Okay?
I got you.
All right. The flat top just has to be part of the repertoire.
You know what I still want, and we've talked about this, I want the Lakaja.
Yeah, the China box you're talking about.
I need the China box. I have to have that. I keep saying I'm going to get one.
For the whole hog.
For the whole hog. I can, you know, you can cook like 12 chickens at one time or, you know, stuff like that. So I'm determined to do a pig at some point.
I think I'm down on every option of those grills besides the charcoal, because I've already got a smoker. Ooh. I've already got the propane.
Love charcoal.
Wow. That's hot.
Charcoal's the one.
That's a hot take there.
So you're asking me, so, okay. You
literally
need
figuratively.
Well, I mean, I only have so much space on my small deck anyways, so there's
pause
that. Yeah, and if I, oh gosh darn it. You know what? I said deck. Darn it.
Sorry.
It's okay.
The softball got lobbed up to me. I shouldn't have swung, but I did.
Get that out of the park.
Well, it's like Ace Ventura when the flight attendant's like, would peanuts? You like some peanuts? So, yes,
I have right here.
Right here. It's like, you. Oh, my God. God, Jim Carrey, you're so funny for a 20-mil movie.
Yeah.
No, but the blacktop is something that I need. I would go, because you can get a good one for a couple $100, right?
And $300. So.
Yeah. It changes the face of breakfast now. Like, I mean, and
yeah.
If you've had a griddle.
About the smash
if you had a griddle,
yeah.
Like, you know how like important that, you know, item was in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can make everything in breakfast. Everything that would normally take you 20 minutes
mm-hmm.
takes you less than 10, you know, on the griddle, you know.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things. Now it's that, but huge. So everything is on it.
Best That's to awesome. Watch some food porn being 100%. Like made on a blacktop, because yeah, they're either doing some kind of, you know, like on the TikToks or on Instagram food porn. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah. No, it was just funny. You were talking about food porn and
that's literally what it's called,
and blacktop and stuff like that. It's like, man, imagine the caption for that video.
Yeah, not sure where this is going.
Yeah, you might want to segue, because I'm gonna stop. Yeah, you segue into our
people are in church now, right? Church started at like 9.
Our boss isn't. I don't think he
depends
goes
on what
church. Hey, I'm not gonna say he's not listening, because even after 8 years, I still don't know when he listens.
But he's not a heathen. He just doesn't go to church. Be careful.
What I did find out about the charcoal, though, is did not realize how inexpensive the Weber kettle drum was. Like, this, the traditional Weber, like, it's like $130.
Mm.
Like, that's nothing. That's nothing. I do concern, though, with setting my my house on fire, though. Like, I do have to pull it out to the driveway. And, you know, the open flame like that, if you don't have control of it, I mean, things can get
out of hand
real quick. Yeah. Luckily, there is a fire extinguisher right by my house. So hopefully I won't have to season any of my barbecue extinguisher foam or whatever it is.
But last time I used charcoal, I didn't get it hot enough. So that was my issue. Like the kebabs that I was trying to do, the potatoes ended up being crunchy. And I'm just like, hell no, man.
And there's
give me the propane.
And there's this too many things that I want to do where it's propane is just like, it's, yeah, you can smoke things on a propane grill if you build like a little aluminum packet of chips something. It's like you can make it happen, but the taste of charcoal, those carcinogens, man, nothing better. Okay, when you get that just char on the steak, come on. And
chemicals are yummy.
Yes. So I think I'm gonna probably actually have to have my dad come over for the first few cooks, so he can. God, he's going to love that, too. All right, let me show you. Step aside. This is what you got to do with the flame and make sure that, yeah, that's going to be an ultimate power move from him. But I got to figure that out, because, yeah, it's just charcoal, man. It's a game changer.
100%.
You mentioned pizza oven in there, too. See, that would be in my rotation. My wife and I have talked several times about getting a pizza oven.
Yes.
Or just something small. Not like, you know, massive. I love 2023 and technology because you can get the pizza oven now for a couple $100.
So. Yeah, no, they got big ones. They got big-ass ones that are like $5,000. It's tremendous.
Yeah, don't eat that one. I don't know if I'm going to be eating that much pizza.
Yeah, you better like pizza a lot and like to make pizza.
Those are for the people that drive like the $200,000 army car looking Mercedes. They just spend their money on ridiculous stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
like the Kardashian Mercedes is what I'm talking about.
Hey, black on black. I'm not blaming them. Put some rims on that thing.
You actually can't sell those. Nobody wants them. It's so funny. It's like people spend 180 grand on them for what? Nothing. To look like a Kardashian. It's just, don't waste your money.
Why you do it. To look like a Kardashian. To look fancy.
You don't 100%. Need the $5,000 pizza oven to look like a Kardashian. Just grab the $200 option.
I disagree.
Maybe you really like pizza. I really like the Pac-12. Do we want to talk about it now or Pac-12. Get back on the clock, which would probably be the smart economical choice? But this is 1080 the Fan, so I mean, we dive into Pac-12 right now.
What? I mean, it's pretty, you know. Luckily, well, actually, you know, yeah, we should probably.
How about this? We will take a break because we need the full amount of time to dive through this conference. There are really only like two patsy wins yesterday, three actually. But the rest, there was plenty of drama from the rest of the conference. So let's go Pac-12 to start. And dear God, NFL kicks off in 4 minutes. So please keep us on your AM dial or on the Odyssey app while you enjoy your first NFL Sunday. We will get to the Pac-12 next here. Sports Sunday, Football Sunday, as a matter of fact, brought to you by Grill Works Supply Co. right here on 1080 The Fan.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe, brought to you by Grill Works Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Man, I wanted to go in on the verse right there. When you got the yams.
What's the yams?
It's Power That Be.
Oh, man. Squares don't know about the song, though.
Rust chimes in. He has a Blackstone as well. It's phenomenal. It's the move.
It really is, man. Like, so I think the Blackstone has changed the tailgate.
Well, let's be real. Every time I go into Grill Works, they love to remind me, oh, I know you just got a grill, but you need two more. You need the charcoal. You need the smoker. You need the propane. And then, yeah, maybe a pizza oven and maybe a flat top. And it's like, yeah, guys, listen, you're getting my money eventually.
I got you.
Okay?
I got you.
All right. The flat top just has to be part of the repertoire.
You know what I still want? And we've talked about this. I want the Lakaja.
Yeah, the China box you're talking about.
I need the China box. I have to have that. I keep saying I'm going to get one.
For the whole hog.
For the whole hog. I can, you know, you can cook like 12 chickens at one time or, you know, stuff like that. So I'm determined to do a pig at some point.
I think I'm down on every option of those grills besides the charcoal, because I've already got a smoker. Ooh. I've already got the propane.
Love charcoal.
Wow. That's hot.
Charcoal's the one.
That's a hot take there.
So you're asking me, so, okay. You
literally
need
figuratively.
Well, I mean, I only have so much space on my small deck anyways, so there's
pause
that. Yeah, and if I, oh gosh darn it. You know what? I said deck. Darn it.
Sorry.
It's okay.
The softball got lobbed up to me. I shouldn't have swung, but I did.
Get that out of the park.
Well, it's like, yeah, it's like Ace Ventura when the flight attendant's like, would peanuts? You like some peanuts? So, yes,
I have right here.
Right here. It's like, you. Oh, my God. God, Jim Carrey, you're so funny for a 20-mil movie.
Yeah.
No, but the blacktop is something that I need. I would go, because you can get a good one for a couple $100, right?
And $300. So.
It changes the face of breakfast now. Like, I mean, and
yeah.
If you've had a griddle.
About the smash
if you had a griddle, like, you know how like important that, you know, item was in the kitchen. You know, you can make everything in breakfast. Everything that would normally take you 20 minutes takes you less than 10, you know, on the griddle, you know. So it's one of those things. Now it's that, but huge. So everything is on it.
Best That's to awesome. Watch some food porn being 100%. Like made on a blacktop, because yeah, they're either doing some kind of, you know, like on the TikToks or on Instagram food porn. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. No, it was just funny. You were talking about food porn, and
that's literally what it's called.
And blacktop and stuff like that. It's like, man, imagine the caption for that video.
Yeah, not sure where this is going.
Yeah, you might want to segue because I'm gonna stop. Yeah, you segue into our
people are in church now, right? Church started at like 9.
Our boss isn't. I don't think he
depends
goes
on
to
what church.
Hey, I'm not gonna say he's not listening because even after 8 years, I still don't know when he listens.
But he's not a heathen. He just doesn't go to church. Be careful.
What I did find out about the charcoal, though, is did not realize how inexpensive the Weber kettle drum was. Like this, the traditional Weber, like it's like $130.
Mm.
Like that's nothing. That's nothing. I do concern though with setting my my house on fire though. Like I do have to pull it out to the driveway, and you know the open flame like that. If you don't have control of it, I mean things can get
out of hand real quick.
Yeah. Luckily there is a. Fire extinguisher right by my house. So hopefully I won't have to season any of my barbecue extinguisher foam or whatever it is.
But last time I used charcoal, I didn't get it hot enough. That was my issue. Like the kebabs that I was trying to do, the potatoes ended up being crunchy. And I'm just like, hell no, man.
And there's
give me the propane.
And there's this too many things that I want to do. Where it's propane is just like you can smoke things on a propane grill if you build like a little aluminum packet of chips something. It's like you can make it happen, but the taste of charcoal those carcinogens, man, nothing better. Okay, when you get that just char on the steak, come on. And
chemicals are yummy.
Yes. So I think I'm gonna probably actually have to have my dad come over for the first few cooks so he can. God, he's going to love that, too. All right, let me show you. Step aside. This is what you got to do with the flame and make sure that, that's going to be an ultimate power move from him. But I got to figure that out because, it's just charcoal, man. It's a game changer.
100%.
You mentioned pizza oven in there, too. See, that would be in my rotation. My wife and I have talked several times about getting a pizza oven.
Yes.
Or just something small. Not like, massive. I love 2023 and technology because you can get the pizza oven now for a couple $100.
So. Yeah, no, they got big ones. They got big ass ones that are like $5,000. It's tremendous.
Yeah, don't eat that one. I don't know if I'm going to be eating that much pizza.
You better like pizza a lot and like to make pizza.
Those are for the people that drive like the $200,000 army car looking Mercedes. They just spend their money on ridiculous stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
like the Kardashian Mercedes is what I'm talking about.
Hey, black on black. I'm not blaming them. Put some rims on that thing.
You actually can't sell those. Nobody wants them. It's so funny. It's like people spend $180,000 on them for what? Nothing. To look like a Kardashian. It's just don't waste your money.
Why you do it. To look like a Kardashian. To look fancy.
100%. Don't need the $5,000 pizza oven to look like a Kardashian. Just grab the $200 option.
I disagree.
Maybe you really like pizza. I really like the Pac-12. Do we want to talk about it now or get back on the clock, which would probably be the smart economical choice? But this is 1080 the Fan, so I mean, we dive into Pac-12 right now.
What? I mean, it's pretty, luckily. Well, actually, we should probably.
How about this? We will take a break because we need the full amount of time to dive through this conference. There are really only like two patsy wins yesterday, three actually. But the rest, there was plenty of drama from the rest of the conference. So let's go Pac-12 to start. And dear God, NFL kicks off in 4 minutes. So please keep us on your AM dial or on the Odyssey app while you enjoy your first NFL Sunday. We will get to the Pac-12 next here. Sports Sunday, Football Sunday, as a matter of fact, brought to you by Grill Works Supply Co. right here on 1080 The Fan.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.